And the Lord said unto Noah, Come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? And Judah acknowledged them, and said, She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise, and perverteth the words of the righteous. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous, as all this law which I set before you this day? Thou shalt not wrest judgment, thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. If there be a controversy between men, and they come unto judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous, and condemn the wicked. They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers. And he said to David, Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. How much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house upon his bed, shall I not therefore now require his blood of your hand, and take you away from the earth? And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon 2 men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with the sword, my father David not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. Then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. And it came to pass in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, Ye be righteous. Behold, I conspired against my master and slew him. But who slew all these? Then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, The Lord is righteous. O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this. And foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and hast performed thy word, for thou art righteous. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. If I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore see thou mine affliction, for it in what is man that he should be clean? and he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered for ever from my judge. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. If thou be righteous, what givest thou him, or what receiveth he of thine hand? He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne, yea, he doth establish them for ever, and they are exalted. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me, that thou mayest be righteous? Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring for ever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Let them shout for joy, and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein for ever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, Verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Surely he shall not be moved for ever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth for ever. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The fear of the wicked it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor, the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and is safe. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. He that saith unto the wicked, Thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men, unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again there be wicked men, to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. For all this I considered my heart even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner. And he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath. Say ye to the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me! The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously, yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say he is righteous, yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? But, O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous, and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandment. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. Because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way, by promising him life. Thou also, which hast judged thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins, that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame in that thou hast justified thy sisters. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Say to the land of Israel, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I am against thee, and will draw forth my sword out of his sheath, and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. Seeing then that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of his sheath against all flesh from the south to the north. And the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousnesses shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. Thus saith the Lord, For three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue, when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not.
I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then came to him the disciples, He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets, and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth from the blood of righteous Abel, unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord and the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Raise and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noise, and the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea. And it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book.